This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators have identified the woman hit by a train while in police custody Friday. Platteville police say an officer stopped 20-year-old Yureni Rios Gonzalez south of Greeley after she was accused of a road rage incident involving a gun. She was put in the back of a squad car that was illegally parked on train tracks. Within minutes, a train hit the car. Rios Gonzalez is at a hospital with severe injuries. She's expected to survive. Fewer Colorado kids got regular immunizations this year. Jennifer Reich is a professor of sociology at the University of Colorado, Denver. She's also on the state's Vaccine Equity Task Force. She says the drop in normal vaccinations is partly due to the pandemic.
They haven't had consistent access to a medical home. They haven't had the ability to see a pediatrician during COVID, who live in a region where vaccine distribution is much more challenging.
Reich says vaccine hesitancy is another factor, and that means more children who are vulnerable to viruses. A Denver police officer who's been with DPD for 24 years recently filed a discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It alleges DPD retaliated against her after she called for an investigation into numerous claims of sexual harassment. Sergeant Carla Havard says she had no choice but to file a whistleblower complaint against the department.
Martin Luther King once said that a riot is the voice of the unheard. I believe that a lawsuit is the voice of the hopeless.
The Denver Police Department declined to comment on the complaint. Right now in Denver, it's 87 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Boulder, it's 81 degrees and fair. And in Grand Junction, it's 70 degrees and overcast. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.